We're going to begin this course by starting at the end, naturally. A great way to consider your legacy is to actually write it. Imagine what that statement would be when you finally end your tenure as a network leader. Some of you may find it flows easily and is something you've done before. For others, it might be the first time. Either way, it's not a one-time activity because that would just be a vision. We need to put it into practice and treat it like a strategy. One that runs alongside our network strategy and reminds us that we have to make decisions about what legacy we want to leave with the time and resources we have. We might not achieve every aspect of that legacy. Some things will be out of our control, but we can make conscious decisions about what we think is the most important and likely to succeed. Here are some questions to get you started. What values, behaviours, or traits would I like to be remembered for? You may list a series of positive traits, but don't forget the specific behaviours, because this reputation only comes through repeated action. You may hold on to a time where you demonstrated authentic behaviour in the face of adversity, but did you do it often enough and publicly enough to actually be known for it? One of the main roles of a leader is to inspire and empower the people around them. Arguably, it doesn't matter what skills the leader has on an individualistic basis. What matters is the actions they inspire from the people around them. That is the lasting effect. So what would you like to be known to have inspired other people to do? What knowledge, skills, or experience would you like to pass on? Some skills may be practical, like leading inclusive team meetings. Some experiences will be more personal, like what your first month as a network leader felt like. How can you offer those in ways that are not incidental, but inclusive and lasting? Go to your worksheet now and take some time to complete this statement before continuing. It will help you to center yourself and make this session in particular an opportunity for reflection before we bring in more stakeholders and strategic thinking.